presentation's done, I'm going to get out of the way so we can get to the real nuts and bolts of today. You guys, we are just flat out lucky to have this gentleman here in Utah. Show him your appreciation. Get your hand, some feet, and give it up for Mr. Hoisington. It's all yours, bud. It's right here.
You guys good? For our guests that showed up a few minutes behind, I want you to know, don't get overwhelmed, okay? Because all that other stuff that we just went through is just updates for our associates. It's there to let you know that we've got some great, I should probably put this on, huh? We got some great things and that you can get involved in and ways to make money. And it's all really anything we can do to incentivize the field, we'll do, okay? Here's the point. My job now, and I'm going to be brief, I'm going to be quick. I really believe time is the most valuable commodity that we have, so I want to make it valuable, okay? And I appreciate you flying me in, Dave. The Four Seasons was nice. I don't know where you sent the guests to the Four Seasons, but I wasn't there. So he put me in a Motel 6. It was awesome, though. It was amazing. It was awesome. The light was on, and, you know, I had a couple mice I slept with as well.
You had company.
I did. I never felt lonely. So
there should be four other people in that room with you.
We did, man. I mean, he's like, that's awesome. Okay, for real though, thank you. They put us in a nice hotel, not the Four Seasons, but it's a hotel. It's good. Had breakfast in the morning. That's good. You know, it's actually good. It's a good hotel. So, but I know as a network vice president, I know what it costs to bring in speakers and to run an event, and there's been months where I've had a shortage, and it's come out of my pocket, just to be honest. So, we do it because we want to help the area grow. So, thank you. Give Dave Hall a round of applause. Appreciate him. So, okay, are you ready to learn? If you're ready to get some, now some of this might be some recap, but I'm really here to tell you, I try and bring the most relevant stuff to you that I'm seeing the most success that's happening with me. I try and keep it as simple as possible so that you walk out of here going, I've got a game plan. I know what to do. I know how to implement this in my life. Is that fair? Because every one of you is busy, just like me. It doesn't matter how, we're all busy, okay? And it seems like the world has sped up in the last 10 years with smartphones. Is that fair? Because we always feel like somebody's tagging us and touching us or whatever, you know? Facebook, waving at you. I mean, that's what's weird to me. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, how many people are taking notes? Raise your hand. I need you to take notes, okay? Or pull out a phone if you're going to take notes, okay? Because I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to give you some homework today, okay? Here's the homework assignment number one. I need you to write down specifically what you want out of your business. And be real. It could be it could start with a small goal, it can go to a big goal. But you've got to have, you know, it could be, when I started, it was only, I was tired of digging graves, okay? That was it. I just wanted to get on my $12 an hour job. And I think I found a way, okay? And that's a good goal to start with. Eventually, though, you're going to want to develop, and think big and go, man, I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad or mom. I would love to take care of my retirement, whatever it may be. I want to be debt-free, whatever thing. So write down your goal. And I would tell you, when we talk about what your reason is for getting involved, it should be emotional. It should, W-H-Y, I always heard this. What hurts you? What is hurting you? So it doesn't have to be an awesome thing like a Porsche, okay? It could be what's bugging you. What's that thing that nags on you that you just want to change in your life? It could be debt, you know, whatever, credit cards, I don't know. Write that down because that's your end result. You always begin with the end in mind. You're always going to say, this is what I want. Now, how am I going to get there? And I'm about to show you the system of how to get there. Is that cool? Okay. I do need to introduce you to my family. Is that cool? That's my family. I just found out it was on your tickets to get in today. Woo! I took two. I said, I got to show my family. That's us in Disneyland. That's the scooters I was telling you about. Scan the code, boom. You know what? It's hot and humid, and we're going to walk around and see all the monuments. And it'd take hours. It took us less than an hour to see every monument in D.C. by jumping on these scooters, right? Cool. Got them in Salt Lake, man. I went on Bird. That's the app. There are thousands right here. Isn't that crazy? Okay, that's my wife. That's us in Paris last year. That's Notre Dame. Isn't that cool? So now you got to see my family. There you go, okay? Yeah, you can clap for them. That's awesome. Okay, a lot of these slides you might be familiar with because I just found out today. I had no idea that there's a gentleman here that helped design some of these slides. Honestly, I just took a few. I'm not going to go through all of them. I just took a few of his and I had some pictures. Is that cool? But my why at the beginning of Legal Shield was that guy, my oldest son, Simon. He's a good kid. 16 now. He's okay now. But there was a point where I was building my business, and I was building it like a job. This is a good way to make money. That's how I treated it. When I developed my business, I'm like, this is good money. But I wasn't sold on Legal Shield, like, to the point where this is my life, what I'm going to do for my career. I was making good money. Let me make that very clear. And then I went to a train-the-trainer event down in Ada, Oklahoma, and I was a CMC, and I wasn't making a six-figure income yet, but I was making decent money, probably 50 grand or something. And my son got really sick, to the point they went into the hospital, intensive care. We found out his adrenal glands don't function. They don't function at all. So we now supplement his body with steroids three times a day. Luckily, it's pill form, not shot. I don't have to give a shot. That would suck, right? And he's fine, okay? But he was there in the hospital for 2 weeks straight. And that 2 weeks, I dropped everything. I said, this is my son. I'm going to be here. I spent the night with him. I slept right there with him. And it was a long 2 weeks. And then we brought him home, and then he got a sick. He got a virus. He had to go back in. His immune system was shut down. So another 2 weeks. Now, here's the key. If I was an attorney, how hard would it have been if I walked to the other law partners and said, I need to take my caseload? You don't do that. Most jobs, you cannot stop what you do and be there 24 hours a day at a hospital. Most jobs, okay? But with Legal Shield, guess what? I was there. And for almost 4 weeks of that month, I was paid every day because I put some work in Legal Shield. And that changed my perspective. So my why became, this is big. This is bigger than me. I can actually pass this on to my children, my children's children. I have that freedom. So this is that's me there. I did not have gray hair then. Isn't that wonderful? That's my son now. Isn't that cool? He's grown up. He's with Justin Peterson, one of the millennials on our team. He is jacked up about Legal Shield right now. You might have seen him in Nashville. He was there with us a couple weeks ago. That's my other son, Aiden, and you can see he's with Nick Odom, another millennial. That's pretty cool. So they're excited about the future of Legal Shield. That's all they've known is they've seen me build the business. So you got to know your why. And I know I'm starting with this because I'm starting with a philosophy. I'm going to go through some five magical sentences that changed my life. How many people want to know what these magical sentences are? They're guaranteed that people watch a video and you'll move them to this next step. Okay, I'll show you that. But you got to know your why. I've already talked about that. The second thing you got to do is you got to create a list of everyone you go. Now, trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. Now, how many people have a list of people you reach out to and contact right now? Here's what I find. Some people, new associates, they start out with, they should. This is what I was taught. Create a list of everybody you know, and don't stop till you're at 100. I said, okay. And then Dave Cibola came to me and said, Steve, you got to create this list. I'm going to teach you how to call the list. I'm going to teach you the tool to use with the list, the video. And then I'm going to, with this list, I need you to write at least 100. And I said, why 100? He says, 100 divided by 2 is 50 days. That'll keep you in the business for 50 days. I'm going to teach you how to get beyond the 50 days. But for the first 50 days, I at least got you in the business. And here's what I found. So on Tuesday night, he said, create this list. Here are three magical sentences. That's what he taught me. I've added two more over the years. Three magical sentences that are guaranteed to schedule an appointment so you can go and show somebody a video. And Steve, here is a video. I need you to use this video. I don't want you to talk about Legal Shield. You can tell me you're excited about Legal Shield. You don't need to hide the name. We are Legal Shield and we're proud. Okay, we're not Amway where we hide. Okay, we're Legal Shield. And then, but you use this video to explain everything. Okay? So Tuesday night, I see him. I write down these sentences. On Thursday night, I'm in my dad's office, and I literally had my list. I followed the prompt. He said 100. I had 100 names. I had the list, and then I started calling. And I didn't even know the memory. I didn't even memorize the three sentences. I read them, okay? And this is what I said. I did the three sentences, and all four people I called, the first four, said, come on over Saturday morning. It was magical. I'm like, dang, these are magical sentences. Everyone I said, come over and show me what you're doing. Isn't that cool? You ready for the sentences? So here are the three sentences that I was taught. Number one, and somebody's on your list. Hey, Ryan, there's something I'd love to show you. That's the first sentence. Something I'd love to show you. Number two, you may or may not be interested. That's the second sentence. So I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. And the third sentence was, it's going to take about 15 minutes. Not going to take that long. That was it. How many people can do that right there? I had to read it, okay? So I'm reading it. I'm like, hey, Ryan. And if he goes, well, what is it? I go, it's Legal Shield. But that's why I got to show you. It's going to take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. I just do the same sentences over and over. Okay. Well, what if I'm not interested? That's okay. I already told you. You may or may not be interested. Well, just tell me over the phone. I can't. It's something I have to show you. It's a video. You see how it gets me as a new person out of the trap of explaining it over the phone? So many people will be like, oh, it's Legal Shield. Oh, well, what? Just tell me over the phone. Oh, yeah, it's Legal Shield for $24.95. This is what we do. Da, 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 da. You just killed it. They think they know everything, and they're already making a judgment because they've never used an attorney before. So you just got to just stick to the plan. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The plan is get an appointment and show them the video. Your number one job when you take this list is to schedule an appointment to see them and show them the video. Fair? I'm not saying you have now. It's a different world now. You don't have to go to somebody's house. I don't need to go to Steve's house and show him the video. I'm going to go through Prospect in a minute. That's our new app if you're a guest, an app that we give you as an associate where you can explode your business. So I'm going to explain the mythology, of why the philosophy of why this is. It's something I have to show you. That's how you get out of explaining it over the phone. It's a video. That's why I need to show it to you. 15 minutes. That tells people it's not going to take a lot of their time. We live in a busy world. It's not going to take you long. It's 15 minutes. Max, some of our videos are 4 minutes. You may or may not be interested. That takes away the fear that you're trying to sell them. Hey, it's okay. Because I get a lot of people to say it's not for me. But I always ask, well, who do you know? Okay? So here are the other two sentences I've added to that. You ready? I then say, so because we're in a new world, I love it. I don't have to jump in my car and go down to the house and show a video. All I have to do is go, all right, Ryan, hey, there's something I want to show you, and you may or may not be interested, and it's going to take about 15 minutes, but if I sent you a video, would you watch it? If I would you? I'm not promising I'm sending it to you. It's a possible. It's kind of a takeaway. If I would you. So, Ryan, if I sent you a video, would you watch it? And what would you say, Ryan? You know what? I don't get people ever tell me no. When I say, if I would you, they don't go no. They go, sure, send it. And then the fifth question. Great, Ryan, okay, I'm going to send it to you right now. And then when do you want me to follow up with you? That's the fifth question. When do you want me to follow up with you? Now, I'm going to explain the philosophy behind that. Most people are good at getting videos out. Most people meet somebody on the street and say, hey, I'll send you a video. Most people are terrible at follow-up. They're scared of it. I don't know what they're worried about the answer. I don't know. But if you schedule it the minute you send the video, it's not scary anymore because you're doing it on their terms. So if Ryan said Tuesday, I'd be like, great, I'll follow up on Tuesday. How do we think about Ryan until Tuesday? I don't check and we watch the video. I don't care. I send him the video. I follow up on Tuesday. And I tell my new associates, your only job as a brand new associate is invite people to watch the video and then follow up and make sure they do. That is it. The minute they watch the video, you're going to go to a whole different step, which is get them on the phone with Steve. Get them to a live event. Get them to the next, whatever it is. But your only job right now is invite, get them on the phone. Get them on the phone. Or invite and follow up. Invite and follow up. So, now, I'm going to tell you right now, most of the people you send the video to, 80% I would guess. I'm just telling you my real numbers. And I promise you, I'm actively involved right now. I am working. 80% of the people I reach out to and talk to have not watched the video when they said they will. I'm just going to tell you that now so you don't stress out about it. Does that make you feel better? I almost expect two things. You haven't watched the video or I'm going to get your voicemail. I expect it. I don't stress about it. I don't worry about it. I just keep following up. So, but if I get a hold of Ryan and on Tuesday, and here's why. It isn't that Legal Shield's not good and it's not important, anything like that. It's nothing to do with that. It's the problem is I've asked Ryan to look at something, and in between now and Tuesday, life happened. His kids, his life, his wife, everything, right? Further and further down, and my job when I follow up is not to sell Ryan anything. My only job is to get him back to the top of the pile to watch it. And then eventually it may go down. And I just keep following up. And I'm telling you over and over, if you see me follow up with people, I will follow up till you tell you you're not interested. But I'm telling you, most people, when they finally see the video, they're like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. Oh, tell me more. Oh, what's the next step? Oh, can you get me more information? But I don't worry about the next step until I get them to watch the first video. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm just sharing that these five sentences fix that. That fifth sentence schedules your follow-up. It forces you to follow up, right? Hey, when do you want me to follow up with you? Tuesday, great. Okay, now if I call Ryan, he's like, oh, man, life got in the way. This normally what happens 80% of the time. They go, oh, man, life got in the way. It's been crazy. I just go back to the sentences. Oh, man, I still want to show you what I'm doing. It's pretty cool. I told you may or may not be interested. It's only a 15-minute video, so when do you want me to follow up with you? And he'll go, I mean, he has no idea because there's been some space in between my last call. I'm just doing the same darn thing over and over. I mean, seriously, right? Ryan will go, I don't know, give me Thursday. Okay, cool, so Thursday, you're good? Okay, I'll follow up with you on Thursday. So when I follow up, I never feel guilty. I'm like, hey, Ryan, you asked me to follow up on Thursday. And I even tell people, I'm good at following up. And most people will go, dang, you are good at following up. I'm like, you told me to follow up on Thursday. I never feel guilty because I asked him, when do you want me to follow up? Eventually, he will feel so guilty, he will watch the video. You follow me? Because at some point, he's going to feel stupid and be like, man, Steve's calling again. I better watch the video. Isn't that crazy? Now, how many people can do what I just talked about right now? Does it take some of the fear away about following up with someone and asking them if they watch the video? If you set up from the beginning when you're going to follow up, just ask, hey, when do you want to follow up? Okay, cool. I do need to tell you about two really important philosophies that you got to understand this business. One, it is a numbers game. You just have to get to know that. And it was really difficult early on in my career because I would go out and talk to people, invite them, and encourage them to come out. And I'd hear it all day long. And they'd say they'd come or they'd watch a video. And it would beat me up. I literally get emotionally involved in this process and be like, man, what? I'm telling you, I've made $1 million on lies. People lying to me. I mean, sadly, that's the way I look at it. Sometimes I smile and go, man, I've been lied to more times than anyone else. But I haven't paid $1 million for it because people tell you all day, yeah, I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll come. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. So I was so beat up at one point. I had this little small team. We're growing. I'm doing everything I can to get them to come to Super Saturdays, and I'm getting disappointment after disappointment, and some people do it, and some people wouldn't. And out of frustration, I went out, and I said, I need to get a different perspective. This is not a fun business for me. And I couldn't go to my dad who sponsored me because, of course, dads are always going to be like, oh, man, you got to do this. You can do it. You can do it. You know, stick it through. So I called up a local ring earner, a millionaire club member. I was not on his team. And I said, can I just have lunch with you? And he respected me enough because I'd had some success. I'd probably, I don't know, hit executive director early in my career. And he says, yeah, let's just meet at Mitzel's and Fife. It's this restaurant. And I still remember that he asked for a baked potato and he told him not to microwave it. Isn't that interesting? I still remember that. This is how significant this lunch was. And I sat down with him and I poured my heart out, my frustration, I'm calling, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. And he stopped me. He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, number one rule you've got to learn, maybe you haven't been taught this, but number one rule is you cannot get emotionally involved in other people's financial decisions. And that changed me. I said, really? He goes, Steve, I made millions in this industry. I get people all day long, they tell me they're going to do something and they don't. They say they're going to watch a video and they don't. They say they're going to go sell a membership and they don't. They say they're going to have people come to their house and they don't. He goes, you just have to work through them. So I'm telling you now, don't get emotionally involved in this process. It is completely a numbers game. There's 1 million people right here in this valley area. That's what I heard the other day, right? Yeah. Lots of people. Do I stress out because 3 people told me no? I got 900 and some odd thousand more that I can go out to. Does that make sense? But you got to treat it like now here's the thing. We're looking for two categories of people. We're looking for a link or we're looking for a leader. We're looking for my next leader. That's how I look at it. So when I recruit someone or find somebody, I'm hoping you're a leader or we can develop you into a leader. Or you may be the link to my next leader. Okay? Let me tell you a story about follow-up. I shared this last night at our PC event, but Ryan's here. So Ryan and I met him. He's a referral. And by the way, I'm going to tell you how to expand your list in just a moment. Remind me. Okay, I'm going to tell you how to expand it. You'll never run out of people. It's amazing. Okay. So Ryan was a referral from my cousin referred me to his chiropractor, who was his brother, who referred me to him. I didn't know him. I didn't know his brother. But I called up Ryan because I was referred by his brother. In fact, his brother said, hey, I'm not interested in becoming an associate. He bought the membership. But he says, you know what? Go talk to my brother in California. So I went from Elko, Nevada, went to Boise to the referral of the chiropractor, his brother, out to Sacramento, Folsom area. And I called up Ryan. And in 5 minutes, he bought the membership, became an associate because he believed in it. He's a mortgage broker, had a lot of success, made $250,000 in the industry, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And I'm like, dang, this is awesome. He signed up, right? How many people ever had an experience like that? Like, dang, they signed up fast. That was pretty awesome, okay? So here's the thing. That sometimes happens. And I got excited, but then I found out he just wasn't moving forward. But follow-up. I'd always ask him, hey, when do you want me to follow up with you? Hey, I still want to help you make some extra money. Something enticed him enough to join the business that he joined and bought the membership and became an associate. But the timing wasn't right for some whatever reason. He was making great income, you know, great income. And then the industry crashed. And I remember I was my last call of the day, literally. I'm driving up. I'm like, oh, I'll call Ryan. This is like 2 years later, by the way, month after month. I'm like, hey, man. And by the way, I don't follow up with everyone for 2 years straight. Usually, you know, I want to be developing a relationship with you. And over the 2 years, him and I have talked about a lot of things. We became friends. I just never met him. But I just enjoyed the conversations, and I'd follow up. So about two years later, he actually says, Steve, can you actually make money in Legal Shield? The questions I've been waiting for him to ask. He spent about an hour and a half on the phone, got him to Super Saturday. He saw it all, saw Dave Cibola, I think it was. I don't know who it was, but changed his life, and he came to the national convention, and within 10 months, he's a bronze executive director, okay? So how many people could follow up? Yeah. Now a ringer on our team. I mean, I can go on and on. Here's the point. Never give up on anyone. Follow up, follow up, follow up. It's a relationship business. You want to get to know people and help them, encourage them. So I have some people that start slow and then they explode. That's okay. I'm looking. They're either links or leaders. And they maybe develop into a leader. They may not be a leader now, but I can help them become a leader. Okay? So, follow-up is key. Is that fair? And you're probably going, okay, well, how do you always, okay, any questions so far? I want to ask before I go any further. I know my mind's going somewhere. I want to make sure, yes. Good question. So the videos I like to use, I keep it short and sweet. I mean, because in our prospect app, we have hundreds of videos, etc. I tend to use the short, easy one. The millennial one, Download Your Freedom. I start with that. That's what I do. A lot, probably 90% of the time. I'm like, hey, check it out, 3-4 minutes. Or I send the Private Business Reception by Dave Cibola. I'm not Dave, not by, I wish. I wish. By Brian Crothers and Darnell Sell. Private Business Reception, okay? So those are the ones I use primarily, and they're great. So my son, he actually watched them the other day, and I said, which one do you like better out of all? Because there's another one where Justin Peterson is doing a Zoom call, and he went through all the slides that I went through. And he goes, you know, honestly, what I like is Darnell Self and Brian Crothers both sitting in chairs and they're just chatting. And that's awesome. You know, that's real. Yeah, Steve? Yeah. Events. No, exactly. I'll cover that in a moment, but I do want to point out it still had to be the right timing for them. So even though you recruit and talk to somebody, they may be interested, but be okay. I've got some people that take a little time to get going. I'm okay with that. I'm here for life. I'm not going anywhere. But I've got to somehow encourage. And the two biggest reasons I find most people don't move forward, in my view, is number one, they're lazy, to be honest. This is America, people, life. Maybe a third reason is they're scared of getting a no. They don't like they don't like the possibility of rejection. Doesn't mean they're going to get rejected. This is my attitude. It's a no unless I call you anyways. So I might as well find out if it's a yes. Fair? That's a different mindset. And then number three, they just were never taught the system. Some people join or get excited, but they just need to know how simple this is. So that's why today's training, I'm going to keep it very, when I go to the system, when I go to the method of operation, I'm going to keep it very simple because I want our new people to go, I can do this. I don't need to learn how to do massive, big presentations and be a speaker or anything. No. If you have a smartphone, what's your name again? I'm sorry. Jenny. So Bill Supke, one of our associates. Remember that guy I talked about that was a carpenter? And Salt of the Earth, great guy. He invited Jenny today, and Jenny came. Let's give Jenny a round of applause. Thank you for coming, okay? So, but when you came in, then one of the first questions I asked was, do you have a smartphone? She said, yeah. I said, great. I'm going to show you how to use our smartphone, because that's duplicatable. Is that fair? Okay. Any other questions before I move forward? I will tell you how to move, how to find as many people as you can, and it's easy. Ask for help. It's easy. So you have a list of people. And let's say you're really scared about some people on that list because they're like really maybe successful or I don't know. You can ask them. Go, hey, I'm trying to build my network in Legal Shield. I've got a business with Legal Shield, and I'm trying to expand it. Can you help me out? If I send you a video, would you watch it? It's 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. I just want to show you whatever order you want. Most people go, yeah, I'll help you out. And then you just ask them, well, great, when should I follow up with you? And you can even say, hey, can I ask for your help? Would you mind watching a video? If I send you a video, would you watch it? And then just write down two or three names of people that you think could use this. So even if you don't recruit them, and they don't even feel recruited at that time, you're just asking them for help. Give me two or three names you think who can use our service, who might be open to making some extra money. Everybody in this room knows somebody who's looking, who's struggling financially. We all do. Okay? And that's why I said some people see it and they don't want to do it. Well, I can bring a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. Fair? Okay. Am I being too strong? Doesn't matter. I'm still going to talk. Okay. All right. So I'm going to show you. Everyone open up your Prospect app. And I know you're a guest, so you don't have it yet. But just imagine. You got this app. It's pretty amazing. I'll show you mine. Okay. If you don't know how to use it, then you need this. After we're done, we're going to take some time to help you make sure you know how to log in and use it, okay? And you don't need to show your number to anyone. I don't care what your number is. You are the only one that needs to know your number, okay? But here's what happens. We have a system. I'm about to go through it, or a daily method of operation. I'll go through that. But this is the key. This is the gauge of how you're doing. When you look at this, one of the things we do is we teach people, you at least, this is what I was taught by Dave Savola, and I still do it today, you at least need to invite two new and different people, not the same people, two new people every day to look at a video. That's it. That's a business, I'm telling you, in a nutshell. And people say yes, you use those five sentences, hey, if I send you a video, would you watch it? Sure. Great, when should I follow up with you? Great, you push the plus button right there. When you push the plus button, you can put your information in. You can put them into a campaign. You can say, you know what? For Steve, I'm going to put him in an opportunity campaign because he sounds like a guy I think I'd like to recruit. But for Brandon, I may go, you know, Brandon, he might be interested in the membership. Let me send him a membership campaign. You get to choose. It's your business. But then they get subscribed to a campaign where over time they're being dripped on email over email, videos. They're all tied to you. They're all tied to your website. It's amazing. It does the work for you in terms of the post office. Means it gets the information out to them. It does not do the work for you signing people up, and it does not do the work for you for following up, okay? The only reason I use Prospect, I'm just telling you, is it's my post office box to get people information, and it's also my gauge of how I'm doing on a personal basis. Because I can look at it right now and I go, wow, how did I do so far? So right now, this week, I'm at 25. That's pretty good, right? How many days in this week? Six? Four times six? I've done four a day. I get paid a six-figure income and paid millions of dollars, and all I do is find four people a day to look at a video this week. How many people could do that? Four a day. I'll tell you how to find people. It's easy. Okay. This month is 45. What's today? The 13th. So that would be three times, about three and a half. Okay. So you're going, man, this guy's making some pretty decent money. He must be, like, killing it. That's three. Oh, 0.5. I found a half person. You see what I'm saying? And I take Sundays off, so I'm just letting you know, okay? So when we tell a brand new person to do two, it's not that hard. It's two. I've told you, you started with your 100 names list. That's 50 days. You're in business for 50 days. I just gave you a 50-day window to stay in business because you wrote down 100 names. You don't need to care about if they sign up. You don't need to care if they enroll. You don't care. All you care about is show a video and then follow up and make sure they do. And you have to sometimes follow up and follow up and follow up and follow up until they do. And then we get to see what the next step is. Some people say no. Okay. Some people say yes. I'm interested. Tell me more. Doesn't matter what their answer is. I don't know what the step is till they watch the video. So my first Saturday, I sold four people a video. Didn't have a smartphone, just walked in. Three of them bought the membership. The video did the work. One guy said, I can do what he's doing. He's just showing a video. He said, and you know what did he tell you to say when you call? I taught him the three magical senses. That's all we had. The first guy I sold was my scoutmaster, the guy who signed off my Eagle Scout project when I was a kid. I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking when I scheduled an appointment. He said, yeah, come on over. I'm thinking, be prepared. This guy's going to be prepared. You know, he's going to buy insurance, protect his family. I get there. I popped in the video. When we're done, he goes, Steve, not for me. And you know what? I think you're wasting your time a little bit here. That was his real attitude. How many people have ever gotten a no? Are no's fun? But I was good enough, and I said, but okay, Dean, all right, that's fair. But I think there's something here. In fact, do you know anyone else who could use it? He goes, yeah, you can talk to my son. He works at the Bremerton. He's the Bremerton fire chief. He gave me his son's name. So even though it was a no, I still got another name. And then I called up his son. His name was Dean, too. I go, hey, Dean, your dad gave me your number. He goes, oh, yeah. I go, look, hey, that's something I want to show you. It takes 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And by the way, yeah, that's all he said back then. It was just three sentences. And he says, yeah, okay, come on by. So I came by, showed him a video. He bought the membership. And then I said, who else do you know? He goes, well, I don't really want to sell it. I'm going to buy it because I have some rentals for my houses. But you need to talk to my daughter. She's a single mom. I go, okay, cool, give me a note. So I called her up. Hey, Carrie, this is Steve. Hey, Carrie, your dad and your grandpa both gave me your name and number. And they said you might be interested in our services. I don't know. But I'd love to come show you a video. You may or may not be interested. See what's happening there? So even if you get a no, you can still turn it into production. Is that cool? All right. You guys doing good?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go into the Prospect app a little more. Okay. You have your app. You push the plus button. If you go to resources, let's say you put a contact in. So let's say I put in somebody here. Let's say I put in Dave. I put Dave in there. When I click on his information, I can hit send resource. So he may go, you know what, it's a button there. You can pick any video you want. They've got too many videos, I think, to be honest. It just confuses a new person. But somebody may go, you know what, Steve, I want more information. I can send them more information about the membership. I can send them more information about our recruiting. I can send them testimonials. We got member testimonial videos in there. Oh, tell me about your law firm. We've got information about our law firms in there. I mean, I can find out what anybody needs to know just from the app. And the whole time, this is what I'm thinking when I'm talking to somebody. I'm going, can they do what I'm doing? Because if at any point they feel like they can't do what I'm doing, they're out. They're gone. I'm not going to recruit them. And if I do recruit them, they're not going to be able to duplicate. It has to be completely duplicatable from the top. So they're looking at me and go, well, what'd Steve do? Well, they don't know it, but I can explain later. He asked me to watch a video with five short sentences. He sent me a video and followed up when I told him to. He did follow up six times, because I told him to on every time when to follow up. The sixth time I finally watched the video, and I had some questions. And you know what? He still didn't really do a whole lot of explaining. In fact, he just said, well, let me send you another video, or let me get you to one of our live events here in West Valley, or let me introduce you to one of these guys here locally who's had a lot of success, George or whoever, you know. You see what's happening here? They're going, I could do what Steve did. He used videos, okay? All right, any questions so far? Yeah. It's great. You can tell testimonial. I mean, most people don't ask me if I used it. They're usually asking me, especially if I'm recruiting, they're usually asking me, are you making money? And I go, yeah. Now, if you're brand new, you can tell them that. I'm brand new, man. That's why I'm jacked up. But I know a guy here in West Valley is doing pretty good. Let me introduce you to them. So if you're new, you don't have to have made any money. There's people in your group or leadership that have that you can use. Eventually, you may be new. Oh, yeah, man, I just got started. Man, I made $180 in my first 10 days. $180, that's something. Okay? Good question, though. Any other questions before I move forward? You guys getting something here? Well, some of you may be like, I already have prospect. Here's the second reason. So hold yourself accountable is one reason I use prospect, because I want to see how I'm doing. Number two, as a leader, how many people envision yourself building a team of people doing this? We all do. Team is where money's made. You can make great six-figure income money just selling the product, and I honor that and respect that, okay? But most people don't have the sales skills to do that, or even the time or energy. And that's okay. That's just demographics. So, but all the big money earners in Legal Shield, every one of them has a team. They have a team. And if you ask any of the big group marketers, they'll tell you, I wish I had a team. They do. That's just the way it is. Because they know they got to start over every month. Now, I honor that. I respect that. It's only 12 memberships a month, a week. Do that 4 weeks in a row, you're making $14,000 a month. So you can do it, but you got to do 12 a week, every week. Does that make sense? Okay. So I can go to Ryan at any point, and he says, Steve, I want to start building my business. I want to build a team. I'm a great producer. I sell a lot of men. Ryan, continue selling members. I love you, brother. Okay. But if he says to me, I want to build a team, I can go, okay, here's the goal. I was taught by Dave Civola at least two new people a day are looking at a video. I need you to start putting people in prospect and sending them the information and following up. And at any point, I can go to Ryan and I can go, all right, so how you doing? And he may go, well, I'm not really recruiting. I'm not really building my team. I'm not having success. I can say, let me see your numbers. And if there is hardly any numbers going in, if I look at the weekly amount going in and there's only one, I'm like, well, that's the problem. You only got one person you're showing a video to, and there's a proof. On the other hand, if he's got a ton of people in there, and he's still not building team, then I got a whole other conversation with him. My conversation then is, well, you're doing, that's great. You're getting people to watch videos. Well, you're getting people's information in there. Let's check and see if they're actually watching the videos, which we can do. We can actually see when somebody's watched a video, how much of the video. Or I can have a different conversation and go, well, maybe we need to focus on follow-up, how you following up with somebody. Maybe I need to have some training on getting them to a three-way call. But see, I can't have that conversation with somebody on my team until I know they're doing the right activity. But if I see the right activity, then I can tailor the training for that person. Does that make sense? So, here's the thing, though. I don't know what your number is, anyone in here? I don't know. But I bet you, just because I've been in the business for a while, most people don't have 25 this week in their prospect app. I'm just telling you. I just know the numbers. There's my challenge for you. How many people are willing to, if you're already there, congratulations. I'm not here to beat you up. But I am here to tell you how many people here can commit to doing two a day walking out of here. Two a day. Okay. So it's two. So you start with your warm list. That's the first group of people. Maybe when you're out and about and it feels right and you're talking to someone, you can say, hey, you know what? I'm expanding my network here in West Valley. And, you know, I'm looking for sharp people that might want to make some extra money. If I send you a video, would you watch it? You might do that. In a cold market, I don't go into malls and drag try and find people. I don't do that. It's just if I'm at the gas pump and it makes sense. But the third way is ask for help. The 100 names you have, that's 50 days in business, every one of them, whether they become an associate or not, you should ask them, hey, who else do you know? Hey, can you help me out? Can you think of two people that could use some extra money? Can you think of two people who need their wills done? You'll get names left and right. And then if you did it right and relaxed and calm, people give you names and numbers. They're not. If you're high pressure, they're never going to give you numbers, okay? All right. You guys good?
Yep.
On the prospect? Now, here's the other thing about it. I'll just share this. So I train all over, and when I bring this up and I go through our system, I'm going to go through our method of operation now, our daily method of operation. It's a system. This is the most important thing. If you follow the system will pay you. If you don't follow the system, you just won't get paid. This business will cost you money. You'll show up to meetings. You won't have success. How many people want to come to meetings and make money? Okay? So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how simple it is. And some of you know it. You're like, man, they flew this guy in from Seattle to talk about stuff that I've already heard before. I'm telling you, the biggest reason people aren't moving forward, honestly, is because they're lazy. They weren't taught the system. Or they're just not following up, which is part of laziness or fear. They're fear. They're scared of something. Okay? But when your why, that's why I started out with your why. When your why is strong enough, your fear should go away. You're like, I don't care if they say no. You know, I want to be debt-free more than that no. And I know it. The guy on Saturday told me 80% of the people won't watch the video the first time. Okay, I can accept that. The guy on Saturday told me most people say no. I can accept that. But I can go through enough yeses to become debt-free. You're either looking for links or leaders. So a link would lead me to a lot of leaders. I'll tell you a story about that real fast. So my brother Mike, good guy. He came on board, got started, and he ended up recruiting a guy named Kent. Kent, brother. And then Kent went out and recruited a couple people. What's that? I take notes. That's good. I know. Give Kent a round of applause. He's sitting right there. Isn't that cool? It's good. So my brother Mike is a single guy at the time, and he's, you know, distracted, and, you know, whatever. Girls, college age, blah, blah, blah. But he was smart enough to get out and meet a guy named Kent. And Kent went out and recruited a guy, a girl who recruited her brother, who was a garbage truck driver, who went out and sold thousands of memberships from his truck with a video. We taught him the same thing. And then that guy since retired. He's living on his residual income, and he's traveling all over the country. But he recruited somebody who worked at the garbage company as well, and his wife took off. Her name is Brenda Wall. Some of you have heard of her. She's one of the ringers on my team. She's also the number one producer in Washington State. Amazing. Here's the story. This is the story. I recruited my brother. Nothing. Kent, he's starting to go. And then boom, 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 and all of a sudden you get Steve, and you get Brenda. Isn't that cool? Now, Brenda took off. She said, I'm serious. I'm going. And life happened with everyone else. They moved on. They did things. Life. Just life. But as a leader, I'm always looking for that next leader. I'm always trying to find that link. If it's not quite right for my brother Mike, what about this person? And this girl Brenda comes along. Okay? That one line of organization has paid me probably $800,000 or $900,000 in overrides. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Thank you, Kent. Let me give you another round of applause. So you never know. So even the people that are just like my brother, I wish my brother would have been like, oh, man, I'm taking off. He's still not engaged. I can't help that. How many people have family members that don't do anything and you recruited them? It's okay. Maybe they can link you to somebody and link you to somebody. You see what I'm saying? All right. You guys good? Long way. I thought that was remote. All right, and then there's tons of ways to find people. You can see that here. Go through a memory jogger. We tell people, who do you know that has horses? I met a guy just yesterday as a horse. Now you know Dave had a horse. Isn't that crazy? universities. You guys got some great universities. With, frankly, kids that have been trained for 2 years on how to take rejection. So I'm just letting you know, man. I'm just saying, you guys got some great kids down here. Okay. States, province. I am curious when it comes to states because I'm always curious. Do we know people in other states? So I'm going to pick a harder, what I would consider a tougher state. Does anyone here know somebody, one person in West Virginia? You do. Give Ryan a round of applause. There you go. All right. Can I try one more time? So somebody in this room knew somebody in West Virginia. How about Maine? Anyone know somebody from Maine? Wow, there you go. Okay, so my point, it doesn't take long to expand your list. You can literally go up to somebody, hey, Steve, you know what? My company's expanding nationwide. We're looking for people in Maine. And I don't know if this is for you or not, and that's okay. If I send you a video, would you watch the video and then write down some names of people you know in Maine? Can you do that for me? How hard is that? How hard is it for me to get names there? And then I call the people up in Maine and go, hey, you know Steve Crabtree in Utah? Yeah, I actually got your information from him because I happen to be expanding my business in Maine. I'm looking for sharp people. He said you were a sharp person. If I send you a video, would you watch it? See how I use that sentence again? Sure. Okay, great. Hey, and when should I follow up with you in Maine? You see? And I just start the dance. It's what I call the dance. I'm just dancing with you until we figure out where you're at. So you never will run out of people if you just ask for help, okay? All right, so let me just kind of go through the last portion of our training. This is where I talk about the method. Are there any other questions about philosophies? You guys good? Any questions about anything so far? You guys good? Okay. So here's the method of operation. It's a system. And so there's a guy here. I was a little younger in this picture. that's Dean Carnesi. How many people have heard of Dean Carnesi? Hey, who is he? Do you know? Ultra marathoner, man. I saw him on a late night show. I watched him, and I was fascinated. He's promoting his book. I'm fascinated by this guy because he's probably, late 30s when he started really running, okay? It's his birthday, in fact. You read his book, it's his birthday. He's frustrated. He felt like he wasn't getting anywhere in life. He's in tech sales in San Francisco or something, and he decided to go for a run. And he went for a run, and he just kept running all through the night. Got blisters because he hadn't run in years. He stopped at Taco Bell and got some food at Taco Bell. That's the story. And I don't know how he did, but I do learn in the book that Round Table Pizza will deliver pizza to a street corner, not necessarily an address if you tell them. That was interesting. I learned that in the book. So anyways, I'm reading this guy's book. I said, I got to read this guy's book. He's amazing. So I got the book. I read the book, and I was like, man, this is. And in his book, he talked about how he was getting ready for a marathon, just a regular marathon. And while he's at his age, hasn't ran since high school, and then he saw some Marines that were running up and down these hills in San Francisco, and he asked them one time, what the heck are you guys training for? And they said, we're training for what's called an ultra marathon. And he goes, you know what? I think I can do an ultra marathon. If these guys can do it, I can do it. And so he started looking, doing some research, and found a system of how to train and being trained for an ultra marathon. And today he's done probably hundreds of ultra marathons today, but Sierra Nevada ultra marathon is the one that he was working on. And by the way, he's never won an ultra marathon. Well, I don't know now, but back then he had when he wrote the book. And I went in the Seattle running store one day, and I'm just talking to some guys there. I'm going, yeah, man, this guy Dean Carnesy inspired me to start running. I think I can run. And the guys in Seattle at the running store goes, Dean, he's nothing, man. He's just the smartest guy to actually write a book. Isn't that funny? And I go, really? He goes, he wrote the book. And so everyone, he got all the attention. He goes, see that guy up there? He's won the Sierra Nevada Ultra Marathon 4 times. And the guy looks down at me and goes, hey, guys, like that. The guy owns the shop. Isn't that crazy? So isn't it funny that the guy who's winning, that's just an interesting side note, this guy's getting tons more attention, okay, because he's teaching a system. In his book, he talks about what he did. He makes it so simple that a common person like me can go, I think I might be able to try and run a marathon. And he tells you about that. He says, it's not about speed. I don't care if I come in first. He says, I just want to finish. I tell a brand new person when they start running, just run for enjoyment. Don't try and kill yourself. So I read the book. I said, I think I'm going to try and do a marathon. My brother TJ called him up. My brother TJ is an author. Called him up. He's an author. Set up an arrangement. He runs up in North Face clothes because he's sponsored by North Face. And I said, Dean, do you think I can really do a marathon? He goes, absolutely. I know you could. I said, okay, show me. He says, so we went to Running World website. There's a 16-week course. Anybody here can do it. You start out, you got to at least get up to about 2.5 miles of running. But if you can get up to there and you follow 16 weeks, 4 months, of doing what they tell you to run, take the rest days, do the run days, you can run a marathon. I truly believe that. I know that, okay? And so I said, okay, I'll do it. And so that's my first. The reason I'm telling you that there's a system. If you want to learn how to run a marathon and you are willing to follow a system, the system is in place. It's already written up. You can see me. That's running my first marathon. That's in St. George in your great state. That was pretty cool. That was there. I took the picture an hour after I finished. I just want to make sure you know it didn't take me 5 hours. It took me 4 hours. I didn't realize the time was up there until later. I'm like, dang, man, what's up with that? But I will tell you. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So we got that. And then and now, because I learned the system, I know how to run, I followed to the T, I went out and ran, I said, you know what, I can teach my kids how to run. And so they said, you know what, Dad, we'd like to do a half marathon at the Disney. I said, sure, let's go do a half marathon. We'll train for it. You guys are 14 and 16, 15 at the time, almost 16. So once again, I pulled out a sheet of paper, says, guys, this is what we're going to do. This we're supposed to run every day. I pulled this for the half marathon. And Simon, we did the half marathon in 10K that weekend. But here are my girls, first time doing the 10K. They wouldn't let them do a half marathon. They weren't old enough yet. But that's pretty cool, right? There's my girls running their first 10K and following a system, okay? I followed a system. I was true to the system. I did what I wanted to accomplish. I then had the ability to take that same system and apply it to somebody else. I'm teaching leaders here. If you're following the system, you have the right to share it. If you're not following the system, you're messing it up for everyone, okay? Follow the system. Okay, so that's us. That's our family. My wife did the 10K as well. My middle son, there's into football, not running. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to run. So there he is. And he's got the biggest smile of all because he's not tired. Isn't that funny? But my girls now, they love running so much. They're first in their category. You see them at the top of the podium there. That's all the awards they got last spring. They're in the top 10 in league and state, everything. It's pretty darn amazing, right, to see that. That's pretty awesome, I'm telling. Aiden. The book? Ultra Marathon Man.
Because Boyd wants to run a marathon.
I have a treadmill.
Let's go, boy. Hey, you can.
I have a son or a grandson.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, another I'm just sharing a little of my life, and I'll wrap this up. Systems. I believe in systems. You get me? You teach me how to do it. If I find somebody who's done it, I will copy them, not reinvent it, and I will follow exactly what they say until I accomplish what I want to accomplish. So this is another one. Example, mountain climbing. I live up in the great Northwest. We've got some of the greatest mountains that they train for Everest up there, Mount Rainier, Mount Olympus, etc. I always want to climb Mount Olympus. So I said, okay, once again, I'm going to follow a system. Well, the first time I actually tried, this is a true story, behind the scenes, is I decided to go do Mount Olympus on my own. Figured it out. Went up with my brother, Mike, and we decided to go figure it out. Within 2 miles, because I didn't have the right boots, I had blisters on my feet. And when you're climbing Mount Olympus, you're going 23 miles up and 23 miles back. You're carrying your ice axe, crampons, harness, everything. You only use that for maybe 6 to 12 hours, depending on how slow you are climbing the summit. You're carrying a lot of weight just to get up. You're starting at sea level. You're getting up to 8,000 feet, okay, over 23-mile spread. Okay, and we did it in 2 days. You get up there. One day you get halfway up. The other day you get up there, you take about a four-hour nap, and then you start climbing at midnight because you want to get back off the mountain before the ice bridges melt where you're trying to go across crevasses. I'll show you those in a second. So my first time, blisters, terrible. We got almost to the top. One of our party got sick. We ended up coming back. I did not accomplish it. And one of the smartest things I did is I'm coming out of the rainforest there is I sat down and I wrote down. I was in pain, a lot of pain. And I said, man, what would I do different? And it was in that moment of pain, I wrote down everything that I would have done different on that climb. I wrote down I need better boots, I need better, et cetera, better gear, et cetera. And I designed my mountaineering around that. I also realized, you know what? I need a training course for how to prepare for a mountain, et cetera. So once again, the next time we went up, we actually followed the system. This is the second time. That's a crevasse. You can't see it, but it's down, at least 50 feet, these crevasses. This is the Blue Glacier. It doesn't look blue because of the picture. And that's us at the top of Mount Olympus. Pretty cool, right? So, Here's interesting. I found others who'd had success. I followed what they did. I followed their system. I then can turn around and teach my son. We're going to follow the same system that I was taught. And so this is us climbing Mount Baker. That's us at the top of Mount Baker. Pretty amazing. Would you agree? So. That's a good question. I Photoshopped myself. Trust me. My nose, isn't that funny? It was windy up there. Oh my gosh, at the top of Baker, it's crazy. Okay, I got one more to share. Is that cool? This is Ryan. How many of you guys see Ryan there, right there? Pretty cool. There's a story behind that. Some of you guys know the story, but I'll tell it again, only because he called me up one day and he said, "Steve, I'm anxious to do this thing called Race Across America. It's where you go from Oceanside, California, to Annapolis, Maryland, and you ride your bike the entire way. And you can do it with an 8-man team or a 4-man team, and we're going to do it with an 8-man team. And basically, it's a relay. You're just sprinting as hard as you can, and you may go 15, 20, 40 minutes, depending on the terrain, and you just go as hard as you can, and they've already got the next rider right here, and as soon as your tire passes his, he's ready to go. Boom, they go. And it's a sprint. You're racing as fast as you can. You're still going like 750 miles per rider. Would you all agree? Everybody have it on that 4-man team. So we decide, you know, he does this 8-man thing, and I was like, oh, life's busy, I'm not ready to do it. I don't even know if I can do it. And he's riding all the time, you know, he's a rider, he's from California. And so the next year, he did the 8-man, which is pretty awesome. The next year, he calls me and says, hey, I'm putting a 4-man team together, I still want to do this. Can you do it with me? I go, Ryan, are you sure? I mean, I haven't ridden a bike since high school. I mean, he goes, Steve, I know you, you've done a marathon. I know if I show you what to do, if you follow the system, I will tell you exactly what to do, and if you follow it, you can totally do it. So I went down in November, December, I bought a bike, and I started training in the winter up in Washington. The rest of the crew was down in California and Arizona. I never even rode with them until like a month before, 2 months before, our four-man team. But I did exactly what Ryan said. He was my workout partner. I called him every day. I said, okay, this is what my miles were. This is how many miles I've done. What do I need to do this week? I didn't want to be the weak link in the chain, right? And I went in for a training camp in the spring, and they said, Steve, you need to drop some weight. I came back, and I dropped some weight. I mean, I had to do some things, okay? But I followed the system. And then we did the race. We did it. Isn't that cool? That's me climbing in Arizona, a mountain in Arizona. That was pretty cool, yeah. That's us finishing. You can clap to that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Oceanside, California, Annapolis, Maryland, 3,000 miles. That's our four-man team, and we did it. And the best part is we get up on top of the mountain. Trust me, I'm going with somewhere with this. 6 days, 14 hours. Was it? I think they shaved a few hours because of that accident. But we came in like 12th or 13th in the world. That's pretty good for a novice like myself. Here's the funny thing. I get up on stage. They have the press there as rolling in the press. Like, man, these guys just rode, you know, 3,000 miles. So we get up there, and they pass the mic down, tell me a little bit about who you are and your background. And so he, you know, they go to all the guys. One guy's like a firefighter, and he's getting ready to go to the Olympics for golf. I mean, this is a really good guy. And then this other guy's done like three or four Rams before that. He's old nothing. His name is Bob. Ryan, he goes, yeah, I did Race Across America last year, and I want to come back and do a four-year. And they get to me, and I'm like, what am I going to say? And they go, so the first question is, so how long have you been riding a bike? And I'm like, well, I picked up a bike in December. And so this is by June, right? They're like, you just see everyone. They're like, 6 months, wow. And then they're like, okay, well, how many races have you been? And I go, I don't know, this is my first race. It was pretty hilarious. Okay. Systems. You see where I'm going with this? I'm trying to pound home a philosophy here. We have a system at Legal Shield. Don't deter from it. You'll get off the way, okay? And so because I learned a system, I could then teach my son. My son said, you know, Dad, I want to do the STP, the Seattle to Portland bike ride. He loves cycling. And that is a 204-mile bike ride in one day. You go from Seattle to Portland. And I said, okay, well, we're going to follow a system. So we looked up online. We said, well, how many miles do we have to roll? Guess what? I got to do 20 there and 10 there. That's how we start. Eventually, we're down here. You can see, this is my son's real chart. He put up in his room. He said, this is what I'm doing. I did 60, 30, 30, 80, you know, all that. And then he got hurt, which wasn't good. So he got tailored off. He did 90. That day, that's the morning. He's excited. 10,000 riders do this. It's the largest bike ride in the world, and or at least in the United States. 10,000. You get up in the morning at the University of Washington, you start cycling, and you go all day. There's my boy. He's on his bike. That's us at the finish line. Pretty cool. 205 miles in one day. So I watched my son today, and he follows systems to build his business or to build his life. He follows it for sports. He follows it for his church activity. He follows it for his friendships. He just knows if I'm going to be successful, there's a system. I'm going to figure it out. He's been through this. He's seen Dad, and he's also seen others do that. So that's who taught me my system. Build the system in Legal Shield. Dave Savola. How many people remember Dave Savola if you have been around a little bit? So Dave Savola, I'm on his team. He came to me, and he taught me the system. And I didn't hear from him for 2 years, at least. But I was following the system, and I still remember the day. I literally said, I'll follow the system. I'll do it. Two a day, two a day, two a day. That's what he said. Two a day in a weekly meeting. You got to go, Steve, you got to invite two people a day to watch the video, and you got to come back to this weekly meeting to learn more. Two a day, weekly meeting, two a day. I know the weekly meetings can be boring because you already know it, Steve. Show up. He would tell me, I'd be okay, I'll be there. Eventually, I heard so many that the network vice president came to us and said, you know what, I think you're ready. You live an hour and a half away from your meeting. Why don't you start your own meeting over in Kitsap County? I had qualified myself before then by being at the meeting so many times, and we had the numbers to prove it. So, having said that, Dave Savola taught us a system, two-day weekly meeting. That's him teaching our group in Bremerton, Washington, years ago. That's him right before he passed away, the last time I saw him. And he's changed my life forever because he taught me a simple system. The system is easy. It's this right here. This is what we do every day, every week, and every month, and once a year. Some people come to me with the most glorious ideas in the world of how they're going to build this business. They talk about how they know they have the best contacts in the world. They got the greatest company that can add this on. I hear it all, and I support it, and I hope it happens. But every time, in my mind, it says, that's great, but you need to be doing this at the same time. Or, if anything, make sure you're doing this. Because this is what is going to build your business. And people, I'm telling you, dropping weight at the same time. You've seen me over the years. Man, when I'm honing in on my diet, I'm following the system, calories in, calories out. I know that, right? When I'm not following that system, guess what? Okay? I get bigger. So.
You go to In-N-Out.
I go to In-N-Out.
fudge.
I do really good at home, though. You know what's funny? When I'm traveling, I'm like, I've got to try this or do that. I'll be honest. Because I like when I travel, I like to try new things. But when I'm at home, I don't eat out. Not out. I still eat bad at home. It's okay. You know, you get the kids, they get all their lunch food. I'm like, man, those look good. I need some of those. Okay. So I'm going to wrap up with this. Because this is how simple it is. By the way, before I wrap this up, I'm going to go through real quick the parts that I want to highlight that are really important. Okay? I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Dave already went through a lot of it. How many people here right now got the concept, before I go any further, have the concept of inviting? Do you understand how to invite? Is there any questions? Are there any questions about that? Okay, good. Are there any questions about the follow-up process and how I've simplified it for me? You just always ask, when can I follow up with you? When should I follow up? Everyone got that?
Yeah.
Are there any questions about how to find people to talk to? I give several examples. Everyone here should be able to start with at least 10. I have somebody said, I only know 20 people. I had somebody tell me that once. I go, actually a couple weeks ago. I don't fight her. I don't argue. Okay, if that's your belief system. But I say, let's take those 20 and turn it into 60. 20. You know 20 people? Ask every one of them for two names. Now you're at 60.
Yeah. Steve, one thing in the follow-up. I noticed in watching some people cross-tag, when they would say, when can I follow up with you, I would hear the prospect say, well, give me a call in 2 weeks. You know,
yeah.
And sometimes the dates were way far out there. And so I asked my new people to change one thing. Before you ask when can I follow up with you, state the length of the video.
That's great.
In other words, I'm going to send you a 3-minute video that you can watch. When would you like me to follow up with you about that? And all of a sudden, the follow-up dates that the person was giving them was, oh, well, will you just call me this evening?
Yeah.
When we state the length of the video you're sending them, they don't need 2 weeks to look at it. Just that one little twitch made my follow-up compression time a lot shorter, and you always want to strike while the metal's hot. Keep the compression time as quick as possible together.
I agree, and that's why it's one of the 5 sentences. It's only 15-minute video. It's only 15-minute video, or 3-minute, 4-minute video, whatever video you're sending. Great, great. And by the way, some people will say that, hey, well, just give me a call in a couple weeks, and I'll even call them. I'll go, well, you do know it's only a 3-minute video, right?
Yeah.
They go, oh. I just want to make sure, but if you legitimately 2 weeks, I'm okay with that. I mean, I always try and be nice to people. Yeah, do you have a question? I usually ask, yeah, good. So when I follow up, A, did you watch it? B, what did you like best? B, if you haven't watched it, great. When should I follow up with you? Because I still want you to watch it. And by the way, it's only 3 minutes. What did you like best? I want to know what you liked about it. I don't ask you, like, hey, what'd you think? Well, that could be all over the board. I want to know a positive. Hey, what'd you like best about that? And they'll probably give me an answer. I go, great. Well, it sounds like you might have some interest. Is it true? If they say, well, I'm not sure yet, I go, that's fine. If I sent you another video, would you at least check that out? So I'm always, in my mind, this is good for leaders building a team, too. Every prospect I have and every team member I have, the question in the back of my mind is always, what is the next step for them? I don't know what that next step is until I have that conversation. So I need to find out, what is the next video for them? What is the next 3-way call? If they say, I am absolutely not interested, it's not my thing, I go, well, the next step for you is, well, would you mind helping me out? Who do you know that could use this? Okay? So I'm always thinking about what's the next step. If you're a team member, I'm always, same thing. Okay, well, what's the next step for Todd? Well, the next step is I've got to make sure he understands how to use prospect. I got to make sure that he's more consistent in getting people in. I don't know, and I'm not saying this is for Todd. I'm just thinking out loud. Oh, he's doing good at prospecting. The next step for Todd is I need to make sure that we're doing more 3-way calls. So as a leader, I'm always asking, what's the next step? I'm always asking that. For my ringers, I think about, what is the next step for Ryan and Brenda? Well, the next step is they're going for platinum and the 1.4. So the next step for them is, many hands make light work. So the next step for Ryan is I've got to help him build team. How can I help him do that? So it's going to be different at all levels, okay? And if Dave Savola was still alive, he'd be probably saying the same thing about me. Hey, Steve, what's the next step for you? You're an executive. Let's get you to the ring. You're a ring earner. Let's get you to the millionaire club. What's the next step? How do we do that? So does that kind of answer your question? A little bit? It's kind of vague because I can't tell you per person. Yeah. I would just... Yeah. So I would just... No, you're good. I would just say, hey, I just got out of this great event. I met this guy from Seattle, and I thought of you. You kept popping up into my mind. And I know you've seen the video. Hey, I'm wondering, can I at least introduce you to somebody here locally who's had some success? And if you're trying to recruit them, that's a good step. You need to get you, always take you out of the way. It's not about, you know, take you out of the equation. So often people are looking at Legal Shield through you, your past, your experience. If you tried other direct sales companies, they're already looking at you through that lens. Oh, here comes so-and-so. He's done that before. But here's the other thing. Don't let that handicap you. A lot of people I come across, well, I've done this before, and I don't want to reach out to the people I've talked to before. I'm like, this is not direct sales traditional. This is a real service that can save lives, that is meaningful. It's not another lotion or oil, right, that you can buy at Costco. You can't buy Legal Shield at Costco. Got it? So that's why I'm saying I've never felt ashamed about sharing our membership. And if they want to be an associate, and I started with the membership always. Hey, let me show you this membership. Let me show you this membership. And then people became associates through that. So I know it's a roundabout way. So I would say a three-way call is best for you. Then that three-way person, the person who's doing a three-way call, that leader, they already should know, well, what's the next step? I got to figure out I'm the guru. I've got to figure out what the next step for this person is. Well, the next step might be a live event, or it might be another video, or it might be a sit-down at Starbucks. I don't know. Okay, but it's case by case. Any other questions before I launch out? Yeah, Eric? I tend to do is send the 3-minute download your freedom, because it's a short overview of our service. And it's Justin, and it's light, and it's fun, and it's easy. But I also send the private business reception. But I believe there's different codes you can have for your group. Everyone has a different code. I don't know if the Moore team does. I don't know if Cibola does. But I manually do, but then I always subscribe them at the same time. I subscribe everybody, just in case. Because I'll give you an example. There's a girl named Charisse, who's actually on Mark's team. And she was a resume that somebody gave me a long time ago, a referral, and I sent her some information. And she says, yeah, I'm not interested. I'm already in another direct sales company. I don't know where she is. I said, when do you want me to follow up with you? She goes, don't even bother. I said, she's a real nice guy, Steve, but I'm happy where I'm at. I'm not interested in making any extra money. I said, okay. And I literally, but I had subscribed her to our opportunity. And I take off to Europe. Last spring, I'm in Paris and Prague, and I'm seeing in my emails, as I'm checking this girl, because we get emails when people click on a video, just constantly clicking on, and it's a unique name, it's Charisse. I'm like, man, this girl Charisse is always watching the videos. So when I get back, I go, I know she said not to follow up, but she's watching enough videos, maybe I should. I didn't have time. By the time I landed, I had a voicemail saying, Steve, this is Charisse, can't even call. So I go give her a call, and she goes, Steve, first thing she said is, Steve, you are good at following up. Every one of your emails were so perfect. I'm like, I didn't do anything. That's number one thing. And then number two, and I told her that later. She's like, wow. I actually told that. That's how I recruit people. I said, that's the system. Isn't that crazy? And she goes, are you serious? I go, oh, it's unbelievable. And I said, number two, life had changed for her. So I don't know. I've got a ton of people that I subscribe. So I would say subscribe, but be pointed in sending the private business reception. And then, yeah, good. Any other questions? Yeah, put them into a campaign so they're getting something. Yeah. They still do, yeah. Yeah, they still do. But when you're following up, you're always asking them, hey, did you get a chance to watch the video? They have to subscribe to get the video if you're sending a business one. Okay, so systems, that's it. This is easy. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Think about your week right now. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you out of everything I've said, is I need you to schedule your business into your life. Most people come to an event, and they walk out, and they go out the door, and they're like, yeah, I know I should be doing that, but they didn't actually physically put it in their calendar. So here's the thing. Is your job in your calendar today? To be at work? You know what your schedule is, right? What other things do you have in your calendar right now? Throw me some. Other things besides legal show. What do you put in your calendar? What's that? Your day job? Anything else? Family? Goals? Okay. Church? So here's, doctor's appointments, the dentist appointment. Anything important you and I put in our calendar, would you all agree? So why would you not do that for your business? Your business that has a potential to pay you a six-figure income. And I'm just telling you, many of you may do that, but I bet you the majority in your calendar do not put in, I need to do these things on a daily basis. Every day you need to do it. And you check. Don't go to bed until you do. Every week you have this in your calendar, and you do it. Just like a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment. Every month you do that. That's what we're doing here today. It's in your calendar. Dave's going to come up and close out the event in a second. I'm sure he's going to talk about the next event. And guess what? Need to be in a calendar. He talked about the Christmas thing. Got to be in your calendar. You see what I'm saying? Here's what I know. If it's not on my calendar, it don't get done. It don't. My kids know it. They come up to me and they're like, they get on my computer. And they will put it in my calendar. Hey, Dad, da, 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 da. And I go, oh, I guess I've got to remember to do that. Okay? So, I'm asking you, as a business owner, the CEO of your company, if you are the CEO of your company, think of every CEO you know, they live by the calendar. This is your boss, okay? You may think you're your own boss. You're creating your own boss. Your boss is going to tell you, that's you, your calendar, that every day you got to at least invite two people to look at a third-party tool. Every day you got to read 10 pages out of a good book. You know why? Because you're where you are today just as much as I am because of how your mindset is right now. And I'm just being real, okay? So if you want to change your environment, you got to change inside a little bit. I'm not saying anyone here is bad. We're all good people, but if we want to get better, you've got to get better on the inside. So we tell people, hey, don't worry about, you can't read a book and change overnight. No. But if you do immerse yourself daily in something positive that's going to help you, you will over time get better. They don't tell you to go run a marathon overnight in those pictures. No, it's 16 weeks of every day doing a little bit, and you get better and better. You follow me? So 10 pages a day, 10 minutes of a good audio. And then the other thing that's not up there is checking in with your workout partner. You've got to have somebody you're checking in with and holding you accountable for. So find someone that you can check in with. I check in with multiple people daily, all the time. Okay, I've got thousands of associates on my team. I probably consistently check in daily with maybe a dozen at the most. But I know what their goals are. And in my mind, I'm always asking myself, what's the next step for Ryan? What's the next step for Brendan? What's the next step for Steve? All these other people on my team. I just ask that, and we're having daily conversations. Here's another reason you want to check in with your workout partner, because I get people coming to me all the time and go, hey, man, just why don't we set up a time? Give me an hour on the phone. I'm going, I can do that, but I would rather communicate every day or every other day. You go do the activity. We go plan, do, and review. You go do the activity. We plan, do, review. I can coach you better by doing a little bit of activity and kind of steering you like a gyroscope and making sure you're on track than trying to have a powwow every Saturday for an hour. And I don't have time with the thousands of associates on my team, okay? But I can coach you a little bit every day. If you come to me and go, hey, I got my 2 out, I go, good, okay, how are you doing? How did you feel about that person? How's the follow-up going with this person? And then the next day I check in. You see the power of the workout partner? Okay. Finally, every week we show up to the business briefing. This should be in your calendar. Every week we have a training. It should be in your calendar. We have conference calls for your team. I know every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock I have a live conference call for my team. And we choose the best people we can and get on. And Dave, I'm going to have you on. Is that okay? So anyways, I just told him he's going to be on. We record it too. We realize we have people on the East Coast that are a different time or at Hawaii and other things are at work still. And then, of course, the Super Saturday and major events. Dallas. I know when Dallas has been March. It's the end of March. It's already in my calendar. Okay? I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true that I heard they might be having an event here at some point as a company. I don't know if that's true or not. That would be good. Yeah, the performance. That would be awesome. All right, guys. Yeah. Okay. My point is, this has to be in your calendar. You guys good? So this is what I did. I'm going to close up with this. Actually, let me tell you one story before I close up. So there was a time in my career early on where I did not have a lot of money. It was very tight. I was a college kid like most college kids are. And I had this Honda CRX, and luckily it got 42 miles a gallon. And I put over 240,000 miles on that thing. I mean, I drove that thing. Because I had to drive a lot to get Seattle from Port Orchard over and over. I didn't have a lot of money. But I was trying my best to build Legal Shield. I would do, you know, I believed. I saw enough people having success. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. And I get a referral for somebody who lives out in an area of Washington. It's out, way out, on the way out to the Hood Canal. But it's about an hour out. And I remember getting in my car. They called me and said, we want some information about the membership. And by the back then, we only had a $12.95 membership for Washington. So the commission wasn't awesome, but it was good, okay? So I get in my car, and I look at my gas gauge. And I knew it was in my bank account. And I said, boy, okay, well, we're going to go. I'm going to go on faith. I'm going to get out there. Luckily, my car gets good gas mileage. I went all the way out there. This couple needed Legal Shield. I knew they needed Legal Shield. They knew they needed Legal Shield. I did what I thought was the best presentation in the world to try and sell them a legal plan. And at the end of the day, they said, it's not for us. And I was frustrated. Anyone ever been in that moment? I was like, man, why? And in my head, I'm like, I got in the car, and that was a deciding moment for me. I was so frustrated. I felt like I just wasted time away from my schoolwork, homework. I was looking at the gas gauge and going, man, I did not have the money to go on this drive for a $12 plan. I mean, you got to think how my mind was thinking. I was frustrated. But then I turned on Jim Rohn in the car. And I started listening to this personal development guru. Maybe you heard of Jim Rohn. And he started reminding me that you got to spread a lot of seeds. And some seeds will go to the wayside. And some will actually produce fruit. And my attitude started to change over an hour. And I'm getting close to Port Orchard, where I live. And I was feeling more positive. And then I started asking the question I should have been asking myself from day one. Why did that family not buy the legal plan? They needed it. I knew they had a legal situation. Why? And I started asking another question. What could I have done better? What do I need to do? How can I improve? Quit blaming them. Blame me. I didn't do a good job. What was going on? By the time I got home, went to bed. Didn't even think about it. Moved on. I did not quit the business, okay, even though it was a very frustrating time. Here's the story behind the story. I drive by that farm with that single wide trailer every time I go up to the Olympic Mountains. And my kids, they hear this story over and over again. They hear it. And I say, yeah, guys, you see that trailer over there? And they go, yeah, Dad, we know. They're the ones that didn't buy the membership of us. But you know what I tell them now? That trailer made me $1 million. That even though they didn't sign up, I was mastering my craft. I was honing my skills. That even though I didn't see results that day, I became better in the process. The next time I sold a membership, I had that family in my mind. I thought about how to better present. I thought about, hey, there's something I need to do. Different to make them understand the value of what we do. See what I'm saying? And because I didn't quit, when I had my low moment, my business continued to move forward. I still didn't get the six-figure ring the next month, but within time, I got to a six-figure status. And now I look back at that moment, I'm like, and they all laugh. My kids are like, oh my gosh, there's a single wide trader, paid you $1 million, da, da, da. You know? Brian Carruthers says, this is how you should spend your time in your business. 25% of your time should be contacting new prospects. 25% of your time should be working with your team or prospects on your list. Follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. 25% should be doing three-way calls, and 25% should be there to promote your team. Many leaders get caught up where 75% of their time are promoting with their team. I'm telling you, the majority of my time is finding new people and following up, the top two. And then I go work with my team. That's a good category, okay? And he says, if you are not talking to prospects, yours and your team's, to bring them to a decision, you're not making money. So 75% of my time is devoted to this. This guy makes $1 million in Legal Shield. Here's what I'm telling you. These three categories are where you need to spend 75% of your time. I had people that did not show up today. Trust me, I invite a lot of people. I'm going to spend less than this amount of time with them in the future. I'll promote, and that's it. These are the people I'm focused on. I've got to find more, follow up with more, and help my team find more and follow up with them. That's it. So, that's me as a young buck in Legal Shield with Mr. Stone Cipher. That's out back in, actually, that's not. That's in Pittsburgh, or in Pennsylvania. No, it was in Baltimore. Thank you. I knew it was out in that area. Baltimore. That's me walking across the street. I said, Mr. Stone Cipher, can I get a picture with you? That's me getting my six-figure ring. I followed the system, got to the ring. That's me and my wife going across to get our millionaire club status, finally. Isn't that cool? And that was a few years ago. So there you go. So Lou Holtz said, without self-discipline, success is impossible, period. I told you the three biggest reasons people fail is they're lazy, they're afraid, or they're not following the system. That's it. But if you can get over your fear, you can have success. If you're following the system, through your fear, you can have success. If you're lazy, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, sadly, this isn't a hard work. I mean, I used to dig graves, for crying out loud. There were some I had to dig by hand. I know exactly how deep they go. I know exactly how wide. And we dig them by hand because there's a bad part of the cemetery you couldn't drive a backhoe on. Taking about 4 hours. That's work. You got to tell me to call two people a day and see if they'll watch a video, and I'll go make a six-figure income. Sign me up for that, man. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Steve, come back up here real quick before you get out of here. Have you all had a good time with Mr. Risington here with us this month? So a couple things. I know we didn't pass this around, but we took Mr. Risington up in the mountains. There's so many beautiful places we need to go four-wheeling. We got your coffee table book.
I love it.
Of all the cool places in Utah. I mean, just imagine these views.
Oh, man.
You and me up on our four-wheelers taking a view some of these places. So this, you'd be able to put this on your dream board, on your coffee table. And we've signed, some of us have passed it around, left little notes thanking him before he gets out of here. If you want to take a, you know, leave a quick message in here for him, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now, his grandkids will be reading this book with a date in 2018. He was here in Utah. You might have your name in here, and they're like, holy cow, that's back when they were just getting going in the business. Now they're platinum. You had them sign that book when they were just brand new. If you get a chance, put your message, put your goals, put your dreams, what he inspired you to do as a time capsule in this book for him to have forever in his house. That's the first gift. That's the first gift.
By the way, I am a huge coffee drinker as well. I'm just joking. I'm not. I don't drink coffee, but I will put this on my coffee table.
There you go.
My hot cocoa table. How's that?
Your enzyme table.
Please do.
All right. Hold on. Second thing. While we were at my house yesterday, when we were in my garage, you made some comments about what you loved in my garage.
Hold on. This is awesome, man.
So he said, I love Dave Hall's garage, and I love the fact that he has a bunch of license plates. He goes, I collect license plates. And so we're going to send him home with a license plate from the great state of Utah to put in his garage. And you'll notice on this license plate, it expires in May of 2019 next year. So I would like to thank Dodge Caravan out in the parking lot for donating this.
I collect these license plates. Most of them are vintage. I put them right by my jacuzzi out on my patio and all that. So this is cool, man.
I'm totally kidding about it. I didn't steal it off someone's car.
You stole it from somebody. That's what
So the real story is I just got a vanity plate for my truck. You saw my truck. I now have ID theft as ID shield as one of my license plates for my truck, and then I have Legal Shield as my vanity plate for my business car. And so when the state sent me a new plate, my old plate came off, and I'm like, you know what, Steve, put that in your garage. It's a little token from the state of Utah. That would be funny, though, if I did just borrow one from somebody else. By the way, okay, one more thing. And Steve, hold on. Okay. Steve, you can back this up. He didn't tell me what he was going to be training on. He didn't tell me any stories that he was going to be sharing. So what you're going to see next is pure providence. A put a clip in that inspired me that I wanted to share with you guys. And then he starts talking about, you know, running a marathon. Steve, what's a good, right now, record times for marathon runners is right around 2 hours, right? Yeah, somewhere right around 2 hours. Yeah. But half marathons, less than half of that, right? Less than an hour. Does anyone know the name Justin Gallegos? Anyone? Okay, then you'll all be inspired with this. You're going to want this video clip for your thing. Let's show you a real quick video on Justin.
Just a Nike athlete.
Yeah.
Well, in our eyes, you're just a Nike athlete.
All right. That's a tough video to watch. Guy with cerebral palsy. Think about going to grade school, junior high, having a dream to run. You think that probably meshed in with the other kids in grade school, junior high. It can be pretty cruel to a kid with cerebral palsy that has a dream. He wants to run. His dream to do the half marathon in a longer time than most people are doing full marathons. This is just his dream. Goes to college, tries out for the cross country team. Obviously, he's not competing against everyone else, but here's the thing about Justin. He didn't quit. He just kept running. Even though he wasn't winning any races, he just kept running. Because he didn't quit, Nike heard about this guy from the University of Oregon that would never quit, finishing hours after the other contestants. And so Nike went and found him and signed him as a professional athlete, and now pays him to run. Isn't that an awesome, inspirational story about never quitting? And I look at some of the leaders in our company, their stories and their backgrounds, and just how every one of them felt like quitting at some time. And they just didn't. And then today you hear these stories about Millionaire Club members. And we have friends that have passed away, like Dave Savula, and Wilburn Smith, and Ken Moore. We have friends who have passed away 5-6 years ago, and their income has gone up $200,000 a year since they died. That is an awesome story that their children, their grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will be telling for many generations. We live a debt-free life because Grandpa didn't quit when it was tough. And these pioneers had to start this business when it was tough. They didn't have an app. They didn't have a website. They didn't have a nice trainer come into their state and teach them how to do the business. That leads us to next month. And I'm extremely excited about next month. And here's why. As I travel around the United States doing trainings and stuff like that, I usually will talk with the MVP of that state and say, what is it your marketplace needs? And I'll have a training for that. And so I have hundreds of trainings that I've, you know, pulled from over the 18 years that I've been doing Legal Shield. And I have a training that when I saw this training probably 15 years ago, it dramatically increased my ability to communicate with people and effectively recruit. And so when I had such an impactful result from it, I started reading books on it, and I studied it and studied it and studied it. And we became the top recruiters in the entire company. We walked the stage, and we were given a briefcase with $10,000 in it for being the top recruiters without spending a single penny on advertising, not one penny, using the stuff that we got. And so I have this training, and the truth is I never show that training here in Utah because it takes over 2 hours to do. And I'm never doing the Super Saturdays. Somebody else is getting that. And at the weekly briefings, the first half, the first hour, is the 10 core commitments. The second, there's not enough time to fit it in. And this training is very, very interactive. You will all take a test, and it will help you figure out where you are on what they call the color code spectrum. Has anybody else ever taken a color code test where it talks about the different personalities? Now, sometimes people will talk about fish, sharks, whales, sea urchins, dolphins. Sometimes it's colors, different things like that. And there's two or three different examples of them out there that I've come across. But I ended up finding the person who made the test up and all the reasons why. And I got a copy of the test. You know how I got a copy of the test? A lot of times people pay hundreds of dollars to get this test, and they don't give it out. I recorded the entire test, and then I retyped up the entire thing. I'd taken this test many times, and I'd watched the evolution of my life as I took the test. And so I recorded the entire thing, and I just went home, and I typed the entire thing up. Here's what we're going to do next month. And trust me, if you have anyone on your team that maybe has struggled, maybe can't figure out why no one's saying yes, there are some hidden things about them, blind spots we're going to call them, that this test will help reveal. But it will help them figure out how to communicate with the other three colors that aren't their dominant color. For example, reds would talk to reds very comfortably, but reds don't always talk to yellows very comfortably, and so on and so forth. And so you will be able to, after taking this test, we will show you how to, within 15 seconds of meeting another person, to know what their color is. Within just a few seconds of meeting somebody, you'll know, I'm talking to a green. If you're talking to a green, don't talk red, yellow, or blue. Only talk green, because that's who they want to work with. That's who they want to have fun with. And a lot of times we don't know who we're talking to, so we talk our natural, comfortable color. And the problem is we're repelling people. And if a green talked to them, they would sign up. But you're talking your color, and therefore they're not receptacle to your recruiting efforts. What if you could dramatically increase your efforts simply by understanding what your dominant colors are and what your prospects' colors are? So we have the entire test. We have everything that goes with it to help you figure out everything about why it's working or why it's not working that we will be doing. And we did this test, I'm going to say 6-7 years ago. Was anyone here the last time I did the test? Anyone? Okay, help me. How long? 6-7 years? 7-8 maybe? It's been a very, very long time since I've done this test. Because there's just never been the time. Every month I've always had somebody else. And so after talking with some of the leaders, like, you know what? I don't think, but maybe 10% of the entire active associates in the state even know these philosophies. Why don't we do it? Now, here's the thing. You're obviously going to be there because you're here. Like, hey, look, Mr. Oisen told me, put it on my schedule. I'm going to be here. It's next month. And date, November 3rd. November 3rd. So block it out. Now, here's the thing. It's been maybe 7 or 8 years since we did it. It might be another 10 years before we do it again. How many associates on your team do you want to not know this information for another decade? They probably won't be around. If you want to make sure that associates on your team are able to see this, I would grab a ticket for them. I would make sure that you have your tickets covered, but I would grab, here's the thing. Today you can get a ticket for next month's Super Saturday for $20. That'll get you into the event. If you don't have a ticket and you walk up at the registration table next month, it's $25. But you can get one for $20 in advance. Or you can get two for $30. For $10 more, you're going to recruit somebody between now and next month. You've got inactive people on your team. You say, oh my gosh, we have a gentleman who's made millions of dollars, who is the top recruiter in the entire company, that's going to be training a training they haven't done for 8 years here in the state. It's one time only. I knew the event was going to sell out, and I didn't want you to miss it, so I grabbed you a ticket. The information that we're going to train you on is not just about Legal Shield. Understanding this will make you a better communicator with your spouse, with your children, with your neighbors, with your current boss, other employees. Being able to understand and talk to people the way they like to be talked to will make everything better in your life, not just Legal Shield. How valuable is that? I can't put a price on that. That's up to you. So, for those of you that are going to get a ticket, they're going to be out at the registration table. It'll be $20. You'll come back here. For those of you that are ready to grow your business and bring someone with you, for $10 more, you can get 2 tickets. That would be a very wise decision. For those of you that are ready to go to Cabo, you're honestly going to do 2 exposures a day. You're going to be planting dozens of seeds between now and next month. You can get 5 tickets. For $50. That would be what we would charge, $60 for 5 tickets. You're basically getting a free ticket for 4 people in. No, four tickets would be $60. Am I doing that right? 2 tickets is 30. 4 would be 60. We give you 5 tickets for 60. 5 tickets for 60. That's right. 5 tickets for 60. So you're actually getting a free one and 5 people into the event. For those of you that say, hey, listen, I'm ready to explode my business, I'm going to be bringing back a whole carload of people because I'm going to Cabo, I'm getting the car allowances, I'm getting all the bonus money, I'm ready to explode this business, I'm tired of treating it like a hobby. So wherever you're at, we are so excited to do this event next month. Mark that down, November 3rd. Have as many people here on your team as possible. The compounding effect over the next year will be dramatically increased for you for having them here. Thank you all for coming out today. Mr. Oisington's out in the foyer if you want to get a picture with him, and we'll see you all next month.